light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Boys in the Boat, Nine Americans and Their Epic Quest for Gold at the 1936 Berlin Olympics by Daniel James Brown, is a gripping work of narrative nonfiction that brings to life one of the most inspiring underdog stories in sports history. Centered on the University of Washington rowing team during the Great Depression, the book follows a group of working-class young men who rise from obscurity to compete against the best crews in the world. Through meticulous research and vivid storytelling, Brown weaves together personal histories, economic hardship, and the growing political tension of 1930s Europe. Readers witness not only the physical demands and technical precision of the sport, but also the emotional struggles, camaraderie, and perseverance that define these rowers. Set against the ominous backdrop of Nazi Germany's propaganda-laden 1936 Berlin Olympics, this story becomes far more than a sports narrative. It is a powerful reflection on character, resilience, and the pursuit of excellence when the odds seem overwhelmingly stacked against you. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Joe Rantz and the power of personal resilience. One of the central threads in The Boys in the Boat is the life of Joe Rantz, whose difficult childhood and family abandonment embody the harsh realities of the Great Depression. Joe grows up facing poverty, loneliness, and deep feelings of rejection, yet he refuses to succumb to bitterness. The book details how he works odd jobs, lives on his own from a young age, and struggles simply to stay in school. Rowing becomes both an outlet and a lifeline, offering him a sense of belonging and purpose that he has never known. Brown shows how Joe's ability to endure hardship and continue moving forward, stroke by stroke, mirrors the mental grit required in competitive rowing. His story illustrates that true resilience is not just surviving painful circumstances, but transforming them into fuel for growth and achievement. For readers, Joe's journey offers a deeply human example of how perseverance, humility, and quiet determination can overcome even the most daunting adversity. Secondly, rowing as a metaphor for teamwork and harmony, the book explores rowing not merely as a sport, but as a profound metaphor for collective effort and human connection. Brown explains how an eight-oared shell demands perfect synchronization. Each rower must surrender ego and individual rhythm to move in complete harmony with the others. This ideal state, often called swing, is described as almost mystical, when the boat glides effortlessly and every stroke feels unified. The narrative shows how the University of Washington crew gradually learns to trust one another, putting aside personal glory and rivalry. Coaches emphasize that raw strength is useless without timing, balance, and cooperation. In practice and in racing, the boys discover that their true power emerges only when they act as one organism, fully attuned to each other. This concept of teamwork carries beyond the boathouse, suggesting that great achievements in any field require coordination, mutual respect, and a willingness to support the weakest link. The book turns the rowing shell into a living symbol of what humans can accomplish when they align their efforts and spirits. Thirdly, the Great Depression and class struggle in America, set in the 1930s. The Boys in the Boat vividly portrays the economic and social landscape of the Great Depression, particularly in the American West. Many of the rowers come from working-class or impoverished backgrounds, laboring in logging camps, farms, and construction sites simply to afford college and training. Brown contrasts these young men with the more privileged rowing programs at elite Eastern schools, such as Harvard and Yale, highlighting the regional and class tensions of the era. The book shows how financial hardship affects every aspect of their lives, from equipment shortages to inadequate nutrition. Yet this struggle also becomes a source of strength. The boys develop a gritty blue-collar toughness and a deep appreciation for every opportunity they receive. Their success challenges the assumption that greatness belongs only to the wealthy and well-connected. Through these personal stories, Brown sheds light on broader themes of social mobility, inequality, and the American promise that talent and hard work can transcend circumstance, even in the bleakest economic times. Fourthly, Nazi propaganda and the 1936 Berlin Olympics, Brown carefully situates the crew's Olympic quest within the disturbing political context of Nazi Germany. The 1936 Berlin Games are shown as a massive propaganda project orchestrated by Adolf Hitler and Joseph Goebbels to showcase a sanitized, powerful image of the Third Reich. The city is temporarily cleaned up, anti-Jewish signs are removed, and foreign visitors see a staged spectacle of order and prosperity. Against this backdrop, the American rowers arrive as athletes, yet they are unknowingly part of a global political theater. The narrative describes the grandiose stadiums, the intimidating presence of Nazi officials, and the tension between sport and ideology. The final race becomes more than a competition for a gold medal. It is a symbolic confrontation between democratic ideals and totalitarian ambition. By highlighting how ordinary athletes are caught within larger forces of history, the book encourages readers to consider the ways sports can be manipulated for political ends, and how individual courage can still shine within oppressive systems. Lastly, coaching, craftsmanship, and the pursuit of excellence. Another key topic in The Boys in the Boat is the interplay between expert coaching, meticulous craftsmanship, and the relentless pursuit of excellence. Coach Al Ulbrichtsen is portrayed as stern, reserved, and deeply committed to molding a truly exceptional crew. His selection decisions, training methods, and psychological tactics often puzzle the athletes, yet they gradually reveal his acute understanding of both performance and character. Parallel to Ulbrichtsen's work on the water is the quiet genius of George Pocock, the British-born boat builder whose cedar shells are works of art. Pocock offers philosophical reflections on rowing and life, emphasizing patience, precision, and respect for the materials in the sport. He teaches that a great shell, like a great crew, must achieve balance, flexibility, and unity. Brown shows how the combination of demanding coaching, technical mastery, and moral guidance pushes the boys beyond their perceived limits. This focus on craft and discipline underscores a broader message. Greatness rarely comes from talent alone. It is forged through consistent effort, attention to detail, and a deep sense of purpose. In conclusion, The Boys in the Boat is ideal for readers who enjoy true stories of perseverance, sports enthusiasts fascinated by rowing, and anyone drawn to historical narratives that illuminate character under pressure. It will particularly resonate with students, athletes, leaders, and professionals who are striving to overcome obstacles or forge stronger teams. Brown's storytelling makes complex themes of resilience, teamwork, and integrity feel immediate and personal, providing not just entertainment, but lasting inspiration. The book can benefit your life by reframing hardship as a training ground for inner strength, illustrating how collaboration can multiply individual potential, and reminding you that humility and dedication often matter more than natural advantage. Compared with many other sports or history books, this one combines deep character portraits, rich historical context, and cinematic tension in a way that keeps you fully engaged while also prompting self-reflection. You buy not only a compelling Olympic story, but a timeless guide to facing adversity, working with others, and pursuing excellence in your own endeavors. If you would like to support Daniel James Brown, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. 1 book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine our tree, better life begins in a book.